Firstly, let your elephant off their badly.
Peeling.
Peeling.
Session.
Session in an arena.
Area.
Area. With penalty of space, make sure that your animals are is calm.
Good.
When fed and connect
content.
It may help to tickle their tummies to relax them if they are nervous about getting wet.
Wonderful.
Next, prop up the stepladders beside your pet. Otherwise, it is impossible to reach the top of their body. Climb the ladders carefully as you carry the hose pipe. Use lukewarm water to completely soak your elephant skin.
After that,
squeeze a whole button of elephant shampoo it onto the animal's back and use the sweeping brush to reach up and scrub every part of their dirty skin. Start at their back and work downwards to their feet.
Great.
Afterwards, rinse them off until all of the soap suds are gone. Be very careful. Do not let any of the shampoo drip into your pet's eyes, as the pain could cause them to suddenly charge at you.
Okay. Now?
Now, you need to make your elephant lie down. A tasty bun may help all to convince them to go down to the ground. Use the sandpaper to fill the dead skin. From the bottom on the feet and the nail clippers to the
trim
the toenails.
As a result,
use shoulder watch
for sharp
bites. Oh. It's of flying elephant's toenails.
Finally,
you need to gently clean your elephant's nostrils and ears using the feather duster. This can be very dangerous. Quickly away from your elephant's trunk. If they begin to shake or start to breathe even more heavily, you do not want to be in a
firing
line of a powerful elephant sneeze. I got you.